The Supreme Court has ruled that police may not enlist doctors to produce evidence of criminal wrongdoing by their patients. The court ruled yesterday that public hospitals may not conduct drug tests on pregnant women and, without their consent, hand the results over to police for possible criminal prosecution. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The court's 6-3 ruling came in a case involving drug testing of pregnant women at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, a hospital which serves most of the city's low-income and minority patients. The drug testing program was set up at the height of the crack epidemic in 1989. It was a collaboration between the hospital and the police to identify pregnant women using crack. Women whom the hospital suspected of using the drug were tested, and if the results were positive, they were arrested, sometimes still bleeding from childbirth in their beds. In 1990, the hospital altered the program to allow women to avoid arrest if they enrolled in a treatment program. But women still faced arrest, and 10 of them sued, claiming that their constitutional rights had been violated. Yesterday, the Supreme Court agreed. Writing for the court majority, Justice John Paul Stevens said that the hospital's motives may have been benign, that is, the protection of the fetus, but the stark and unique fact that characterized the program, he said, was that it was designed in cooperation with police and for the purpose of obtaining evidence to be used in a possible criminal case. The Constitution usually requires a warrant issued by a judge and based on specific criteria in order to conduct searches. This program, noted Justice Stevens, not only had no warrant requirement, it was based on a set of criteria for selecting which women to test that was so useless as to amount to suspicionless testing. Dissenting from the decision were Chief Justice Rehnquist and Justices Scalia and Thomas. Writing for the three, Scalia acknowledged that a doctor's abuse of a patient's trust may be sneaky, but he said there's nothing in the Constitution that says a urine test is a search, and nothing that says a doctor can't turn over to police whatever he or she learns from a patient. And he noted South Carolina has no state law guaranteeing doctor-patient confidentiality. The Supreme Court majority, in ruling for the pregnant women yesterday, sent the case back to the lower courts for further action. The state continues to maintain that the women were informed that their test results would be turned over to police. But the only consent forms the women actually signed were for medical treatment and having information passed on to insurers. Justice Stevens warned in his opinion that when doctors test patients with the specific purpose of incriminating them, there is a special obligation to make sure the patients are informed of their constitutional right to refuse, and that the patient knowingly waives that right. Now the lower courts will have to determine if the hospital met that stiff test, and if it didn't, the state may well have to pay damages to the women it arrested. Ironically, the program at issue in this case no longer exists. The hospital terminated it in the mid-1990s after the National Institutes of Health found that the women's rights as patients had been violated, and the federal government threatened to terminate millions of dollars in federal aid to the institution. There are other ironies, too. At MUSC, researchers have quietly concluded that no conclusions can be made about whether the hospital policy worked while it lasted because it was so flawed in both the way it was administered and the data it collected. What's more, in the years since the crack epidemic first alarmed the nation, scientific research has determined that many other substances, like alcohol, are just as harmful to the fetus as crack. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.